You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
What an awesome time of worship. Thank you so much, especially to our seniors for helping lead us, Ethan, Emery, and Ryder. So grateful for you. And just as Ethan prayed, I'm going to invite up a few seniors right now who are going to be taking the mic in a couple minutes. So could Jacob, Lauren, Timmy, Emery, Andrew, Roman, and Ethan come on up to the stage? And we are, yeah. Your seniors have, at this point, they are finishing their high school career, and they are so grateful for their time in HSM that they want to share a little bit of their personal testimonies and encouragements to every single one of us. So I'm going to pass it off to Jacob to start off, and let's just give them our full attention. We have your sermon notes, and there are pens underneath the aisle seats or one of the aisle seats. If you want to take one and pass it down, make sure that you write down your takeaways from our class of 2024, including any Bible verses that you want to go back and reread later. So let's welcome up together Jacob.
How's it going, guys? All right. Guys, can we just thank the amazing choir that we have here, the seniors that were just singing right now? It was amazing. It was beautiful. All right. Awesome. All right, guys, I'm going to be sharing with you a verse that really resonated with me throughout the entirety of high school. So, Isaiah 40, verses 30 through 31. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The Lord has taught me throughout the entirety of high school that it is crucial to lean on His understanding and not your own. To trust and hope in the Lord. There are so many tribulations in high school, whether it be a bunch of work, perhaps a falling out, or pressure from others, whatever it might be, I found that the best scenarios play out when you hope in the Lord's guidance. No matter the degree, He will renew your strength, and you will soar on wings like eagles. I'm gonna pass it on to Lauren here.
Hi, I'm Lauren. So the scripture that stuck with me throughout high school was 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." So during high school, I learned that even during the most hopeless moments and times, God would never let us fall beyond what we can bear. As long as we continue to trust Him and seek out people in our community that follow Him, we will find the strength to endure. And I'd like to pass it off to Timmy.
The verse I'll be reading is Philippians 4:13, which says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In high school, I faced so many challenges and difficulties. Some challenges I faced in high school was getting bullied most of the times, balancing schoolwork with sports, and also anxiety. But God's presence with me helps me overcome these challenges. I always settled for less, meaning I always told myself that I can't get an A, so let me get a B or a C. But every time I remember the verse, it always reminds me that with Christ, I can achieve anything. Till this present day, every time I remember Philippians 4:13, it motivates me that I can overcome challenges that may come my way with the help of Christ. So have a word of encouragement. Never doubt your ability to accomplish anything. Don't let fear stop you from achieving your goals. Remember that with Christ, you can do all things.
Hi. So for my verse, I did Psalms 23:1-4. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This verse gives me peace in knowing that no matter where I found myself in life, God will always be there waiting for me to allow him to lead me into his serenity and his righteousness. I know that I can lean on him through everything, and to me this is especially important for the transition from high school into college coming up, to know that I have the comfort of knowing that God will always be by my side. Here's Andrew.
All right, so I wanted to answer a big idea, and mine was to find real friends. My verse is Proverbs 18, verse 24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Throughout my high school years, I went through many different friend groups. Over the course of this experience, I learned to separate my friends into three different categories: Christian friends who are made in community, real friends who have my back, and friends that I would not necessarily trust with my whole heart, which some would also call acquaintances. I found that by distinguishing which categories my friends fall into, I could better understand and appreciate the friendships that I have. First, I encourage you to get Christian friends that you know you can trust with everything. I found this at church and some at school as well. You guys are in the perfect place to find these friends right now. I encourage you to also find real friends who have your back. Even if they aren't already Christian, you can pour into them, and with the help of God, he will bless the friendship. Throughout high school, many people who you think are loyal to you may turn out not to be. That means it's probably time to make them an acquaintance and not trust them with things that you would trust others with. You don't have to cut someone out of your life, but you can definitely distance yourself in order to alleviate issues. Some relationships that fall into the acquaintance category can be built up into real friends back again, but sometimes it takes time and hard work. Lastly, there is obviously no formulaic way to create friendships, but this categorical approach helps me define and distinguish friends' loyalty throughout my high school journey.
Throughout high school, God has taught me that life isn't easy and that I must depend on him. Many of the challenges I face, I do not know how to combat or move past. But with God, I am able to persevere through all adversity. And a scripture that God highlighted for me to share with you guys is Psalms 37, 23 to 24. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And last but certainly not least, Ethan.
Hello, my name is Ethan, like Roman said. One thing I have learned in my high school years is to love God. In Mark 12:30, it says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." This is super simple, but it is crucial to understand. If you do not love God, you are trying to be a Christian for some self-centered reason. Loving God means that he is the one that you want or desire more than anything. Everything else that we can do to live like a Christian is only evidence that we love God. The thing that keeps us from loving God is the devil and idols. Anything can be an idol, so we need to be careful that we are aware of what is catching our attention. I say this because I don't want us to miss treasuring the greatness of God. So love God. Thank you.
Thank you one more time to our awesome senior testimony sharers. And I'm going to, you guys can exit the stage now, and I'm going to invite up our senior panel if you want to move on up here and make sure that you grab a stool. And what we are going to do for the next little bit together is have a Ask a Senior anonymous Q&A panel. So right now, the only time we'll ever ask you to do this, get out your phones and text in a question. Maybe you are looking for some advice on how to, kind of like what Andrew shared, deal with friendships in high school. Maybe you're looking how to grow your relationship with Jesus and you want to to hear from someone who is about to step into their next season after high school. So text in some questions. And as you're doing that, I'm just going to pass the mic to every senior. If you could just introduce yourself and one reason maybe why you're thankful for HSM. Totally putting you on the spot. Thank you.
Okay, hi, my name is Abby. I'm a senior, obviously. And one reason that I'm thankful for HSM is having a group of seniors, both guys and girls, that are just consistently in my life from Wednesday nights to Sundays as well. And so I just love y'all and am grateful that all of you get to experience that within your own life groups.
All right, my name's Alexis. One thing I'm grateful for coming to HSM is the amazing life group leaders that have always been open to talk to me about anything. It's just a safe space for me to share something, and I hope all of you can find that within your life group leaders as well.
My name is Luke, and the thing at HSM I'm most thankful for is just the community and the friends that I've made here, because they've been such an encouragement to me, and I love you guys.
Hey everyone, my name is Ryder, and I'm grateful for HSM, like everyone else, for the incredible community that I have gotten, some brothers and some sisters as well, and just the incredible people that that have impacted my life in such incredible ways, and as we're striving to know God more, so I'm very grateful.
Awesome. All right, we are getting some awesome questions coming in. So all of you obviously are seniors and you have been able to spend a lot of time like getting close with your life group and having, you know, you're graduating with brothers and sisters. We are getting a lot of questions asking, how do I get close with my life group? What are some ways that I can get closer to the people here at HSM? And that's an all play question. Anybody can take it.
I'll take it real quick. I think a big thing is like our life group. It's also kind of difficult. I know we all kind of do the same thing where when new people come, it's like, okay, you're a little bit new. I don't know about you. I don't know how much I can share here. But I'd encourage you. The best way to get closer to your life group is to be vulnerable. Like speaking for all our life group, like freshman, sophomore, even a little bit of junior year, it was like, I mean, it was pretty good, but it wasn't like great. But this senior year, how we've kind of become a lot closer is just being like, all right, well, hey, flip it. Let's just go for it and tell everyone everything, or a lot more than we would. And that's really grown us as a life group so we could get a lot closer together. And that's really, really helped. So yeah.
I love it. Vulnerability. So good. Anyone else? Maybe one more person. How can you get close with your life group?
I would recommend that you come even when you don't feel like it. That's something that I struggle with. I'm an introvert gal. So sometimes coming after a long day of school or whatever it is that is going on within your day can feel like overwhelming to just show up and be there for people. But remembering that it's not always about me is helpful, and that sometimes maybe what I contribute in life group can help someone. Just like having that selfless perspective, I think, is motivating and a reason to come. So come when you don't feel like it to serve someone else.
That's so good. Thank you, Abby. Yeah. Consistency and faithfulness, that's so, so powerful. And I've seen all of you and your whole class really exemplify that. So thank you. I want to throw this question to Luke and Alexis. How did you prioritize growing in your relationship with God over other things throughout high school? How did you prioritize growing in your relationship with God over other things throughout high school?
All right, so senior year, I got my job, and my manager, she started to put me on the clock like crazy. I was working almost every single day of the week, 36 to 42 hours, and one of the things she would constantly do was put me on for Wednesdays and Sundays. She would put me on Wednesdays right when HSM happened and Sundays in the mornings right when church happened. So how I prioritized Christ and just deepening my faith was by setting that boundary with her. Hey, I can't work Wednesday nights because I have HSM. It was that important to me to be like, I can't work because I want to deepen my faith. So even if like something comes up, even if you're getting paid for it, or even if you really wanted to go, you can always go another day. You know, you'll always have another day to work.
That's good. Thank you, Alexis.
One way throughout, like, just high school that I've really been intentional about growing in my relationship with God is just, like, setting a time for my Bible study and really being intentional about protecting that and not letting anything get in the way of that. And that's something I've seen have a lot of fruit within my life. And also just being intentional about my community, especially those who build me up and encourage me, just being intentional about, like, pouring into them and having them pour into me just because I know they're there for me. And just, yeah.
That's so good. Thank you, Luke. Okay, this is an all play. Anyone can answer. Sorry, I'm not helping you, but I'm excited. How can I stay on fire for God when I'm going through tough times in high school? How can I stay on fire for God when I'm going through tough times in high school?
I'll take this one. So even when you're going through a tough time, there's always that faith that you have in the Lord that he'll be able to guide you through it. You can't see from the outside. You can't change. You can only do so much in that situation. And at that point, all you have to do is pray and be like, God, I need you to guide me through this. I need you to show me the path that I need to take through this. I can't see what you can see for me. So even if you're feeling like, oh, I'm going through this, I don't have time, like I can't pray, I can't read my Bible, that's exactly what you need. The moment that you think, I can't do that or I don't have time, is a moment that you need to pick up your Bible and you need to just take some time for yourself and pray and say, Lord, help me through this.
That's so helpful. Thank you, Alexis. Nice. Did you want to add to that, Ryder? I know, Alexis, you should be preaching more often. Okay, so it feels like maybe a common theme, too, in everything that you have all shared and something that we see is just how important community is in order for us to make it through hard times and stay on fire for God in hard times. So we're getting a lot of questions about that. Could one of you, at least one of you, give advice to a lot of people who are asking, how can I make friends when it's hard for me to talk to people? How can I make friends when it's hard for me to talk to people?
Everyone just looked at me and I was like, okay, cool. So I have struggled with friendships throughout high school. Not just finding them and keeping them, but losing them as well. And so my first piece of advice is to pray. Pray that God will introduce people who will almost like adopt you into their group. But pray specifically that those people love his word and love each other. God did that for me, and that was crazy. That changed how I view high school. Many of those people are in the crowd and even on these stools tonight. And it was a special thing, not only for me to pray consistently for something that I desperately wanted, but also to recruit other people to pray. My mom prayed for about a year that I would find friends who wanted the same thing, who wanted to read God's word. And then the other thing I would recommend you do is really scary and uncomfortable for me, is just go encourage someone. Often I think God highlights people to us that we have something that we want to say to them, that we admire within them. So I encourage you, go tell that person, even if it's really awkward. God honors your awkward faithfulness, and so be obedient in that. And just see what he does. Have faith that he will provide what you long for. So yeah, that's my advice.
That's so good. Thank you, Abby. Wow. We've never got claps after every Q&A panel answer. You're killing it. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to throw this one to Ryder and or Alexis. How do you be yourself when you think people won't like you for who you are? What advice would you give to someone who wants community but is worried that people won't like them for who they are?
Just do it. Yeah, love it, Sam. I think there's a lot of, and we talk about a lot in our group that Abby mentioned, about like, all right, how do you take a conversation and be like, be yourself and share Jesus with someone? I think a lot of it is just getting over the awkwardness of like, okay, I'm going to transition this conversation to Jesus right now, and just being like, What do you know about Jesus? Or just being yourself, and if you truly love Jesus and you want to share that with others, just doing it, and it's not going to be as awkward as you think. And like Abby said, God honors awkward faithfulness. I love that line. I'm going to write that one down. And I think that's just being yourself, and yeah, just do it. God honors obedience when you're truly in line with him and your intentions are in line with his will. So love
yeah,
it.
That's so good.
Yeah, he pretty much summed it up pretty well. Just like being vulnerable, that moment of awkwardness is like almost over as soon as it starts, you know? Mm. It's like getting up on this stage, like it was nerve-wracking, you know? It was like, I have to speak in front of so many people, that's going to be really awkward, you know? But like, it's over as soon as it starts, you know? Those feelings just like brush away. Mm. And especially if like God is guiding you through it, you're not even going to feel it. You're not even going to realize it was awkward, you know? It's like you put so much pressure on yourself going into it when, like, all you have to do is, like, take a deep breath, say a quick prayer, you know, and just it's over, you know?
That's so good. Thank you, Alexis. And we are also getting a lot of questions from students asking, I'm super busy, and I don't know how to balance everything like church and school, sports, and all while keeping God at the center. All of you have been super busy throughout high school, so what advice would you give to your fellow students who are struggling with balancing everything and keeping God at the center? Anyone can answer.
All right, man, you're not busy, okay? So listen to me. Listen to me right now.
Amen.
Listen to me right now. You know, first of all, I love Haley does this a lot when she speaks. I see Haley in the back. Or it's like, your phone, you spend a lot of time on your phone, but you're not busy. I promise you, like, a lot of the things that you're doing, I'm a guy who likes to do a lot of different things, so I'm in a lot of different stuff. Like Luke was talking about, keeping God at the center is not necessarily, like, you have to take the time that you're spending with everything else and put it on God. So if it's like, well, if I'm awake for 14 hours, then I have to spend at least 8 of those hours on God. It's not like that. I think it's about the quality of time that you're spending with God and setting aside time within that. Like, and yeah, again, you're not busy, dude. I promise you. Like, you're not that busy. If you're doing a lot of things, you're like, dude, I don't have time. What I do is when I don't have time, I have to read my Bible. If I don't read my Bible at all during the day, I have to do it before I go to bed. And so I'm like, all right, no matter if I finish homework at 10 p.m. or 1 a.m., I'm like, all right, for the next 20 minutes, this is God time. Or like, I know Luke does, like, all right, when I get home from school or something, I'm going to spend this much time with God, or setting that time aside. And I promise you, I think we have a teacher named Mr. Levins. He said, you'll always have time for the things you prioritize. Mm. So if you prioritize God, I promise you, you'll have time for him. So it's awesome.
Amen. That's so good. So Haley's really, she really liked that one. Me too. All right, we're going to make this our last question. We got questions asking for advice for every single specific class. So here's what I'm going to ask us to do. Abby, could you give a piece of advice to people going into their sophomore years? So our current freshmen in the room who will be sophomores next year, could you give advice to the soon-to-be sophomores? Luke, could you give advice to the soon-to-be juniors? So our current sophomores who will be juniors. Rye Diggity Dog, could you please give advice to our soon-to-be seniors? And then Alexis, could you finish us off with advice to any HSM student? So what would you want to share with your HSM family? Let's start with Abby. What do you have to say to the incoming sophomores?
Hey, freshies. my advice, something that I like what Ryder was talking about in terms of making time for what's important. My advice, which is kind of like weirdly practical, is bring a physical Bible with you to school. You'll find you have a lot more time in between busy moments than you think. And so use those slivers of time as opportunities to kind of reset with the Lord. Open up a passage that you're reading, read a verse, and it's like, oh shoot, the bell rang. Close the Bible, start walking, and think about what you read. I did that a lot my junior year, and I would say that was when I was the most biblically literate within my life. I didn't do that much this year, and I can say that I regret doing that. So
do something that doesn't distract you, but centers you on God's word and his character, even in mundane, tricky, busy moments throughout that transition into sophomore year, which is also kind of interesting as well. So that would be my advice, and you guys got this.
Thank you, Abby. All right, Luke. Oh, yes. Wow. I love the claps. Luke, what do you have to say to our soon-to-be juniors?
For my juniors, I have a verse that has meant a lot to me, and it's Colossians 2, 6 and 7, and it says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built in them. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." And so, just the idea of, like, not only knowing Jesus, but following him and following his example has meant so much to me. And it's something I've really been striving for, like, really just looking, especially through the Gospels and looking at how Jesus acted and what he did, and really trying to make that an example for my life. And so my example would ultimately be just really spend time in the Word, getting to know who Jesus was, like what his character was, and try your best to live that out, like just through every aspect of your life.
So good. Thank you, Luke. All right, Ryder, what do you have to say juniors. To our soon-to-be seniors?
Yeah, juniors, that year sucked, didn't it? Wow, jeez. School was hard, wasn't it? Yeah. I think so junior year is really hard, right? School, you got a lot of homework and stuff like that. Or if you didn't, that's good. But I think going into senior year, there's a lot of change in your life that happens. There's like decisions, right? You go into life group and you'll have like discernment. It's very good. Let's pray for discernment. And so I think that's really important to stay rooted to God's word, prioritize that time. And there's a lot of new things that you experience as part of being a senior, right, with college and what's the next step with school or with a job or whatever you're doing. And there's a practical piece of advice that I've kind of taken to heart this year as I've doing a lot of new things, meeting a lot of new people, is there's this quote that says, if you can't get over the fear of something, do it scared. And so there's this idea that if you're terrified of something, oh my gosh, it's new, oh my gosh, it's something, do it scared. And a lot of what we've been talking about, like Alexis said, God will honor that, and a lot of times it'll go away. But I want to leave you with one of my favorite verses. It's in Philippians 4:8. It says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." And so if you spend your senior year dwelling on things of excellence, you'll find that it'll be a great year. If you're trying new things, even if you're scared about them, it'll be a great year as well. So we're praying for you guys. We love you. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you, Ryder. So good. All right, Alexis, what advice would you give to our HSMers, no matter what grade they're in?
All right, so some advice I'd like to give to everybody is a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, but don't be afraid to let go. What's in the past is in the past, and you can't change that. The only thing you can do is you can take the lessons that you learned from it. There's going to be a lot, freshmen going into sophomore year, juniors going into senior year, sophomores going into juniors going into senior year, and juniors or sophomores going into junior year. Sorry, I got my grades mixed up. But you're going to have done a lot this year, and it's the end of the year. You're looking back on everything, what happened, what friends did I make, what friends did I lose. It's okay to let go of that because that was God's plan for you. What you don't have now going into this next chapter of your life wasn't meant to be there. And if you feel like there's something, if you have that feeling that you need to let go of something, that's a sign to let it go. All you can do is you can forget and take the good with you. You don't want to hold on to any baggage. There's a lot that's going to happen, and there's a lot that's going to happen in the new chapters of your life, and you don't want to have anything piling onto that. So forgive yourself and forgive others that have hurt you, but also learn to let go and learn from those experiences.
Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.
One more time. Can we thank our panel? Thank you, guys. So wise. Man, I needed I needed to hear every single thing that you all shared. So thank you so, so much. And thank you, Abby. All right. Well, we've got just a couple more things to do, a couple more people to thank before we head into our life groups. And so you heard it from so many of the class of 2024, but truly HSM and everything that we, like so much of the good that we experience here would not be possible without our volunteer adult leaders. And so, woo! And so, along with our graduating students, we have graduating leaders who are ending their time serving in HSM. So if you are a senior leader, would you come up on stage really quick? And along with the senior leaders, can I invite up Abby, Lauren, Natalie, Lily, Timmy, and Jacob? So come on up. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. If we could have leaders on one side and then students on the other, please. Okay, so this is what we have planned for you. Surprise, senior leaders. Each of these seniors have prepared just one reason why they're thankful for you. It's only one because we could go all night. Just one, oops. Oh, love that. It's going to be great. So we're just going to go one at a time. A student is going to share, and then we have a small gift for you. So we're going to start with the boys. And actually, Austin couldn't make it tonight. I think he's working. I think he's fighting the fires as we speak. So I'm still going to invite up Jacob, and I'm just going to record Jacob sharing about Austin. You can talk on behalf of Bronte. Bronte can receive on behalf of her husband.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Austin, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're hard at work, you're a hardworking man. So without further ado, first and foremost, you got to teach me how to make those burgers because they were so fire. So good, so good. Okay, in all seriousness though, Austin, you are amazing. I'm a true believer in that it's not the quantity of time, but the quality of the time in which you spend it. One of the most admirable things that I've seen in the time that we spent together is your immovable fortitude and your faith. You aren't swayed by the world, and I aspire to be as deeply rooted as you are, Austin. I also admire that you always pull through when your presence is needed. Mm-hmm. Austin, we thank you for all you've done and all that you continue to do. We love you, Austin, and God bless you.
All right, so good. And we're going to pass it to Timmy to share about Kellen.
Okay, Kellen. Kellen is such an amazing person and such a great inspiration to me. I'm so thankful for Kellen because he always treated me like I'm his brother. He has helped me in my walk with Christ. I'm going to say, if not for Kellen, I won't always make it to HSM because on Wednesdays, my family is always busy to give me a ride to HSM. So ask Kellen. Anytime I ask Kellen for a ride, he always says yes. Even if I don't ask him, he will ask me, hey, do you need a ride? And I'm also thankful for Kellen because he was the one who baptized me on Easter Sunday. And that's something I'm never going to forget. I love you, Kellen.
I love that. I love that. We are going to go to the girls next, and let's have Abby share about Bronte.
Hey, queen. Okay, so I'm going to talk at the people just because that makes me feel more comfortable. I don't know why. But I want to kind of share in vagueness a conversation that we had in life group one time where Bronte was sharing something really personal and vulnerable with us, something really difficult that she walked through with a lot of honesty and rawness, I would say. And I remember just leaving Wednesday night thinking, oh my gosh, she like was looking at Jesus while talking to us, which is like such a cool thing to witness. My dad always says to people who are mentors, love Jesus in front of whoever you're mentoring. And so like I got to witness that, not just within that conversation, but within being within life group with Bronte. And so I just pray that in whatever is coming up next after this time in ministry is ending with your baby boy too, that would be still true, that you would love Jesus in front of all of whom that you are mentoring, and that it would also be understood and responded to as well, because it really encouraged me. So I love you.
And let's have Natalie share next for Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. Okay, I'm going to read off my phone. That way I don't, like, stutter and I don't cry. So, Kayla, I'm just so thankful for you and your guidance and wisdom. God has blessed all of us senior girls with such amazing leaders. Kayla, thank you for your patience and amazing ability to intently listen to us and our good stories, our bad stories, our funny stories, are not so funny stories. Your kind heart does not go unnoticed, and I appreciate the way you put others before yourself and love each one of us where we are at. I can't wait to come home from college and tell you all the stories about life. Thank you so much for being an amazing example of Christ's abundance of love for us. Never forget the impact you have had on us through your kindness and faithfulness. You have truly changed each one of us in our lives, and I pray you will continue to bless others how you have blessed us. A verse that reminds me of you and your advice that you give us is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. Have faith in what the Lord has promised you, and remember those things said in Romans 12. I love you, and we love you so much.
And let's have Lily now share for Christina.
To me, Christina is someone that I can always count on, whether it be through prayer or just asking for a coffee shop recommendation. I've been lucky enough to know Christina for many years before she even became my life group leader, and I'm so blessed and thankful to have been mentored by her. If I could describe Christina in one word, it would be devoted. These past 4 years, Christina has been a devoted leader to the senior girls, volunteering her time despite being busy with school and work. I appreciate this so much, as I know how easy it is to give in to the temptation to stay home on Wednesday nights. Christina is also devoted to always being honest about where she is in her walk with Jesus, making Life Group a safe space for the rest of us to share honestly. Most importantly, Christina is a devoted follower of Jesus, and she encourages us to trust in him just as she does. I love you so much, Christina, and I couldn't ask for a better Life Group leader these past 4 years.
And we will end with Lauren sharing for Kaylee.
Mine's quite long, but give me a break. It's been 6 years, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. To me, Kaylee is one of the most important motherly figures in my life. I've been with her for 6 years or more, and you know it's been good, because we've never bantered or had hard times with each other. My mom used to be quite strict on letting me go out, but as soon as she heard I'd be with Kaylee, it would be an automatic yes. She has not only made a big impact on me, but she has also been my biggest support person. I feel safest and most stable in her presence and during our many conversations. It's rare to find genuine people that stand by you through everything. Either yelling at me to come to summer camp, or if I'm coming to HSM, or to grab some coffee with her. So to have her in your life is a blessing from God. We share a lot in common when it comes to our personality, flaws, and our humor. But the love language of physical touch is not the one we share. She loves it, but I'm not usually big on hugs. But I never hesitate to hug Kaylee, whether or not it's to greet her or when I'm sobbing my eyes out. Yes, I am the crier of the Senior Girls Life Group. Kaylee exemplifies being better and doing better. Her leadership in our group isn't always convicting us and our faith, but she always reflects on herself, which has been what I admired most about her. I can't describe her in just one word, so I thought of two words that fit her best: grounded and sagacious. Together, these words mean she understands difficult situations, makes thoughtful decisions, and often sees things very clearly for me and our group, making her the best solution-oriented mentor. Kaylee is quite literally the mom of the group. She always handles things with so much grace and is aware that there's always room for growth, even if it's for herself. Kaylee, you're too humble for your own good, and I love you more than you know.
Thank you, guys. Students, you can have a quick seat, and leaders, stay up here for a second. We just want to take this opportunity to recognize that our graduating leaders have served faithfully, but so have all of the volunteer life group leaders. So if you are an adult life group leader, would you please stand, and can we all give a huge round of applause to our leaders? So, so grateful for the ways that you serve and love. We love you, leaders. We are better because of you.